Hey, love. Welcome back to another episode of Roller Set to Mindset. I'm your host, Angela B. Fuller, master hairstylist turned certified transformational coach. Woo, that was a mouthful. But you know what? It is what it is. I don't mind being a mouthful as long as I am saying something that matters. So welcome to this episode of Roller Set to Mindset. And guess what? I've got a juicy topic lined up for you. But before I dive in, you know I got a pop question for you. And that pop question is this. Do you sometimes feel alone in this industry? Because here's the thing. That is a real thing. So I have come to tell you that you do not have to go it alone. And I know that this industry is filled with a whole lot of its own challenges, you know, and some of those challenges, women in other industry businesses or who are working for corporate or women who just aren't entrepreneurs who have other occupations, they face a whole different set of challenges that we face. And not even to mention the societal pressure that comes with a lot of unrealistic beauty standards that we have set for ourselves. And so with all of that, I know sometimes this industry can be overwhelming. But here's the good news. You're not alone. Okay? And I want you to remember that because there are some of the most successful beauty professionals out here that has been in this game for quite a long time. And they got to this place in their business and their career by being innovative, by being different, by daring to dream big. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Sometimes when we decide that we're going to make it in this industry, sometimes we have to go alone, but we are not alone. And that is the key. And that is the key. Because there's so many ways that we can collab together, especially when we take the time to be a part of a community. Because that is what's going to sustain us. You know, we have to learn how to surround ourselves with like-minded people. And sometimes those like-minded people may not be beauty professionals. But we want to engage with individuals on a regular basis who understand the entrepreneurial journey. Because it is a journey. And it's not a journey that everyone can understand. So whether you find yourself needing a mentor or being part of some type of group organizations or attending more trade shows in this industry, I don't want you to ever underestimate the power of connection. That is something I had to learn to grow into when I first started in this industry. I didn't connect. So I am here to tell you, community and connection and partnering with those who understand the entrepreneurial journey is very important. It's what's going to help sustain you. Networking is a thing that you cannot get enough of, because when you network, and these are for my young folks who just starting out, because when you network, you're able to see other people's vision. You're also able to hear another person's voice, and it allows you to find your voice. It allows you to find your unique voice, and it allows you to formulate and create your own vision. Because this industry, it's crowded. Let's be real about it. It's crowded. But I don't care how crowded it gets. What's going to keep you going? What you're going to have to begin to see as your secret weapon is your own authenticity, is your boldness and your courageous spirit that allows you to be you. Because what I have found out in this industry is that people don't buy product. They don't buy, it's not all about buying service. They buy you. So the more connected you are to you, the more you can convey that to your audience, and the more those individuals will be drawn to you, because that's how it works. I think a lot of times we forget that we are pulled together energetically. And as entrepreneurs, we pour so much energy sometimes in the number crunching of our business that we forget about the energy that we let off. And so we also have to think about our well-being, our internal energy, our nervous system. We can't allow ourselves to chase that dollar, chase that bag, and we forget about chasing our peace, chasing our alignment. Because when we do that, we're able to perform on a higher level. So guess what that might involve? That might involve every so often you making your way to the gym. That might involve every so often you getting outside and go for a walk. It might involve you getting up early and doing some meditative practices, doing some praying practices, whatever's required to help you to be centered. And then sometimes it might involve taking a trip or just indulging yourself in your own beauty ritual. You know what I mean? Because when you take care of yourself, it allows you to be better equipped to take care of your people. Okay? And so the last thing I want to remind you of is that there's room for all of us to thrive. Because by lifting each other up, we create a rising tide that lifts us all. You know, this is one industry in which we all can win. There are no losers, because the magnitude and the ocean flow, the ocean wave of our gifts and our talents, it never stops. Imagine that. It's as unique as you are. There is absolutely no way you can create the same thing on the same person all of the time. Isn't that a beautiful thing that we find ourselves in an industry? I don't care how many hair cutting classes you take. I don't care how many hairstyling videos you watch. I don't care how much nail art you can do. I don't care how you can beat a face with some makeup, eyeshadow, lipstick, foundation, tinted moisturizer. I don't care how many of those videos you watch. Baby, when it comes right down to it, the way you apply it, the way you touch your client, the way you encourage them, the way you relax them, that's all your special touch. And that is what cannot be duplicated. So what it boils down to, sis, it's your ability, your internal ability to tap inside of you, tap inside of your gifts, tap inside of the rhythm that flows through you. And when you do that, man, you send out so much positivity, you send out so much energy that it becomes a magnet and it draws the people to you who are on that same energetic flow. You see how simple and easy it is? Sometimes we go to work to make this thing hard, and it really isn't. Beauty involves, do you know the saying that beauty is in the, first of all, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and beauty is skin deep. That statement goes so much further than skin. It is skin deep. And what they're talking about is the depth that lies underneath your skin. So that's where I want you to begin to pull from and to draw on the beauty that lies under beneath your skin. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of your gifts. Don't be afraid of your power. Step into it and go ahead and change this industry. You got it. And guess what? I believe in you. So go ahead and create. Let me see what you got, and I'll talk with you soon. Okay? Bye. Mwah. Before I let you go, I have to let you know about a product that I have been taking that has just made wonders in my skin. As I've gotten older, I've had to do more. And the more that I have is called Collagen Elixir. I'll leave a link for you in which you can get, I believe that it's up to 25% discount depending on how you make your purchase. Yes, I could tell you that it is made with a powerful botanical. I could tell you it's an excellent source of zinc and biotin and antioxidant and vitamin C and all that good stuff. But I don't want to bore you with that. What I do want you to know is that I have noticed a tremendous difference in how it has reduced the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles in my skin. My skin has more elasticity. It looks more dewy. And my clients are asking me, what am I doing? And I have to let you know, I do receive a small commission, but it's nothing compared to the big difference that you will get and trying Collagen Elixir. I hope you try it. I know I'm enjoying it. And let me know how it works for you, okay? Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow along on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Angela B. Fuller. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday morning for new episodes, okay? Bye!